What is up, guys and girls, and welcome to episode 21 of the FMC show. And here with me today, we have, as usual, Super Swan.
Hiya, guys. How's it going?
And the man, Parkera.
Kia ora. How are you?
As opposed to the female Parkera. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, well, there might be a female one out there. I've yet to know.
Exactly. We'll have to bring her on the podcast sometime and compare.
You're going to find one.
I mean, there's no picture, so it would be a fair comparison. But if there was a picture, I would imagine... I'd imagine the female one would be.
Nah, I'm loyal. I always stick to the male Parkera, you know, loyalty.
Before we get started, I just want to mention that Super Swan here is currently trying to become, is it Swansea City's official football manager person?
Yeah, so they're doing like an EFL Cup with all the football league clubs. And each team's having a representative. So I've kind of thrown my name into the hat on Twitter, and I'm trying to garner some support to try and get them to notice, which, bear in mind, I'm from Swansea and I support Swansea, and I've done a Swansea series and my name has Swan in the name. Yeah. I'm trying to bang the drum a bit to kind of go, you've got your man.
Yeah. Hello. Obvious choice right here.
Yeah. No, come on. I've been here for 2.5 years now. I'm ready to go. Do you know what I mean? I can't guarantee success, but, you know, we'll try our best.
Well, you've shown your CV, and apparently you can.
Well, you know, not going to brag, but, you know, Champions League, 4 Premier Leagues, about 5-10 other trophies. So, you know, just kind of throw my name in the hat, see what happens.
Yeah, so I wanted to say, anyone who's listening, head over to his Twitter channel and basically retweet, like the tweet where he's applying for it, and help him out, because we all want to see him fail with the Swans.
I was gonna wait for that. I was gonna say I'm not guaranteed success, exactly. So yeah, if you head on to my Twitter, it's all over my Twitter at the moment. So just drop him a tag and say Super Swan is the man you need, and then fingers crossed I can be the official Super Swan then, as opposed to the unofficial one I am at the moment.
The official Super One.
The special Swan.
One.
And we've currently got an average listener or an average audience size of 60, which isn't the highest we've had, but still, I reckon if 60 people liked and retweeted that,
we'd be in.
That would be a pretty impressive feat, and they wouldn't be able to ignore you anymore, Swan.
Exactly. And I think about it, 60 people, that's been, you know, we've had around about that number for a good while now, so we've got a very loyal fan base.
Yeah. I mean, podcast. I think we've dropped 10. I think 70 was our max, wasn't it? 70 something, yeah. Something around there. Yeah, because I remember saying I didn't want it to be 69, do you remember?
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy with that. So if all of you guys go and like and retweet Super Swan's tweet from the official Swansea City thing, then
Swan's official, it's the Swan's the tag official. Is on there. Yeah.
At Swan's official. There you go. Helping everything. Yeah, that would be great. We do have another country.
Ooh, who we got?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you really, really want to know? And this time they don't know, guys. This time I haven't told anyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to know. Who is it? Where is it?
Hong Kong.
Wow. Oh,
very good.
That's like Parkera's side of the world, closer to him than it is to us.
So we can credit Parkera with our Hong Kong listener. Hello, Hong Kong, and make sure you give us a hi on the Twitter at @FMC_show and tell us who you are so we can say hi to you officially and not as a country.
We can put a name to the country
on the next show. Yeah, it's great to put a name to the country. Or a face to the name, whatever they say these days. And if you get a chance, on your chosen podcast provider, rate and review. 5 stars, 10 stars. As many stars
as
you
can
do.
Like we said last week, you have to give it the maximum, otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah, as many stars as you can give is the one you need to hit. Anything lower than that, it won't work, and it won't count, unfortunately.
Nope.
So
it doesn't count. It doesn't go off to the people. You know, you've got to do it at the maximum. Otherwise, the rating just doesn't count.
No. Let's move on to our save updates. And Parkera, is it safe to say that you're still to update your save?
Yeah, last week we were thinking, you know, he was maybe going to launch Football Manager. Or I think maybe he said he launched Football Manager. We could actually go into a menu. Have we got any closer?
Yeah, nah.
Okay, so still no save update from one the Lancashire
day,
lad.
One day he will come on and you'll say, yes, I've loaded the game up.
One day you won't ask me and I'll be like, hang on, boys.
Yeah, it's my time to shine now.
Spring that surprise on him. I personally have a couple of updates. My journeyman Twitch save is no more.
Oh,
I've decided I'm not going to do that anymore. I was doing it two nights a week, and basically, no one was really interested. We had a couple of people coming in. Yourself, Swan, you came in quite a bit. Cheech, but it wasn't really something people were watching. So, rather than waste my time, I figured I'd do something a bit different on that. I won't get into that, but I do still have my Newcastle United save, which is going to be on my YouTube channel, which is the Mad Scientist's FM20 0607 database. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I'm still doing that save on my
the era YouTube. Of Shearer, isn't it?
It's Talk of the Tyne, the era of Shearer. Before the era after Shearer, actually. The era after Shearer.
Oh, that's
they always
right,
say before for some reason. I don't know why.
The era of Michael Owen,
The era of Owen.
This is the moment Parkera realised he fucked up. I'm currently seventh in the league, which isn't brilliant. We've just had two random games where I probably should have won it. Obviously, this is before Man City were big. And I lost to Man City and Charlton.
But the Addicts, Charlton Athletic.
Yeah, the kicker is that we had a player sent off in both them games. We played them two games either sides of a Europa League game. We had a player sent off in both games. So we lost to Charlton 4-0, I think it was. And we had a player sent off in the in the 84th minute. Darren Bent scored like 86th minute or something like that. And then they scored three added time goals. Make it 4-0.
Wow, in a your game defense just absolutely fell apart after they said nothing.
In a game, it was our centre back that got sent off. And I didn't have a one to stand in for him on the bench, so that sucked a little bit. And then the second one was we got Scott Parker sent off, I believe, against Man City, and that was on like the 34th minute or something like that, and we held up onto a 0-0 draw all the way through the game, thinking, yeah, we're going to do this. This will be all right. We'll stumble over the line, get a 0-0 draw. And then, of all players, Joey Barton pops up on like the 88th minute and bangs one in the back of the net. And I'm like, for God's sake. So, yeah, Premier League isn't going great. We have won 3-3 in the Europa League. We've got in a group with Feyenoord, Hearts and Villarreal. Villarreal have got an absolute banging team, by the way. Pires, I can't remember half the players now, but they've got Forlan up top, Pires in midfield. So they've got a decent team, and that's where I am at the minute. We're at top of our Europa League group, and we have won 3-3 so far.
So the league's not so good, but Europa League's looking really good.
But the league's not bad. It's just we're sick. We're about where we should be. We're not where we want to be, basically. So, yeah, what about you, Swan? How's your Campus the Champions going?
So, we're still at PSV. Last week, I was mentioned about we got drawn in the round of 16 and our opponents were Arsenal. So I thought, we can give this a good go. We'll turn up. We'll see how we get on.
And
we lost 5-0 on aggregate.
Oh, so they're like your Charlton.
Well, from the sounds of things, yeah. So we got hammered 3-0 at home, and then we got beat 2-0 away. I'd like to say it was close, but I think I'd be
weird
lying.
That the Gunners used a blunt object.
Well, this is it, to be honest with you. It felt like it at times, to be fair. But we're out of the Champions League, so we're going to say goodbye to that competition for another year. But the league's going really well. We've caught up to Ajax now. We're still unbeaten as well. So we are trying to defend our Eredivisie title. So I think we've got about six or so games to go now to before we find out whether we've defended our title and if we can stay unbeaten in that time as well. So I think if we can do an invincible season and defend the Eredivisie, and I think we won the Dutch Cup as well. I think that's gone out last week. We won the Dutch Cup. So we've done a lot of stuff with PSV. So fingers crossed when I speak to you next week, I can tell you that we've defended our title. We've gone unbeaten. We've won the cup. We've done all the good stuff. I'm hoping. I'm praying.
Are you staying there until you've won the Champions League, or are you looking to leave before and maybe do that in another?
It all depends. I mean,
that's all you've got to win now, isn't it?
Well, it depends and see what jobs come up, to be honest with you. Because I'm sort of, one eye is always in the job centre to see if like a big job comes up. Because by the end of this season, we would have been 2 years with PSV. And I think if we can sort of be at PSV with two league titles, two cups, an undefeated season behind us, we might have a few big clubs sniffing around and seeing what opportunities there to win the Champions League. If nothing good comes up, I'll stay at PSV until, you know, we'll see what happens.
So basically, you're waiting for Newcastle to come in for you.
Oh, definitely, mate. Of course, 100%. It's all about the Newcastle job for me. Yeah. I think that would be your worst nightmare if I took over Newcastle.
No, I don't think it would be, because let's face it, we've got a chairman who's rubbish. We've got a manager who's randomly better than Rafa Benitez, but no one likes him. I don't think you could make Newcastle any worse of a club.
Well, I think,
and that's coming from a Newcastle fan.
Yeah, from PSV to Newcastle, right?
Yeah, well, I know,
that,
right?
That would be a sideways step at best.
Yeah. Well,
very, very best.
It's the year 2027 now, and I'm pretty sure Mike Ashley's moved on at this point. So you might have a different chairman at this point in my save.
And I'm guessing,
like I say, my eyes are in the job
style
centre.
Of football manager, we've got a different manager as well.
Yeah, exactly. So different players as well. So, like I say, my eye is in the job centre, but I'm very happy with PSV at the moment. But, like I say, next week, we'll see what happens.
Okay, cool. Good luck with that. Let's go to the main topic, which we have put out on Twitter. We asked you to tell us about a time when a player has annoyed you so much on FM that it affected your relationship with them in real life. Well, something fun in these dark times. And we've had a few replies. The usual suspects, as I like to call them. So, obviously, first up, who do you think we've got?
Cheechy Baby.
No. He was Dodgy Gamer. Table. Dodgy Gamer is the one.
Yes.
And this is why...
do I get a point on the quiz for that?
No, this is why you win all the quizzes, though.
Wrong quiz.
Yeah. So, Dodgy Gamer's player that has annoyed him so much on FM that he hates in real life is Jermaine Defoe. So back on FM 11 or 12, he became a very good player and my second choice striker for England. Who the fuck was your first? You had Jermaine Defoe as a very good player and he was your
Rooney
second
probably
choice.
Probably had a guess, I'd say, yeah, if it was 2011.
Probably, yeah, actually.
Yeah, you're
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, he left him out of the squad as he was recovering from a knock and he hit out at me in the press. Oh, so he took it public. Never do that, Jermaine. Never do that. He then refused to join subsequent squads until I was naming my 2014 World Cup squad and suddenly he was ready to reconcile.
Of course he is.
Yep, so Dodgy Gamer told him where to go, left him out, and we won the tournament. And he never liked him in real life after that.
Nice.
I don't blame him, to be honest.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, to be fair, Jermaine Defoe, if you're listening, I'm pretty sure you probably don't like Dodgy Gamer too much after that.
So, yeah, I think if he is listening, he should be blocking Dodgy Gamer on Twitter as we speak.
Yeah, yeah. So, secondly, we have T Davey 1, or Tyler, as he's known in the FM rings. I hate Jamie Vardy due to his attitude during my FM 17 Pompey save. Vardy was a free agent in the last year of his career and he looked like a great mentor for a young striker. I overpaid him and then he refused to mentor any players. To add salt to the wound, he played like utter shite and that's why I hate Jamie Vardy. He said he could also have signed Angel Di Maria for York City in League 2. He was willing to join for his final season but I refused to sign that snake as I'm a Man United fan. So both sides of the coin there. A player hates in real life because of... Football manager and a player he hates in football manager because of real life.
See, the Jamie Vardy one, that must be a kick in the teeth because you're paying him so much money and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get his personality onto the players. But then if he's refusing to mentor, maybe it's a good thing that he's not mentoring his players because otherwise...
Yeah, he obviously has a shy attitude. Yeah,
so yeah, you yeah, yeah, exactly. Players, so maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
But I wonder where Football Manager have got him with that attitude from, though. Because I know, obviously, in real life, he doesn't seem to have a bad attitude, does he? He seems quite a professional.
No, exactly.
Could that be like a hidden, one of those random hidden attributes?
Yeah.
Well, it could be. And it could also be that he's picked it up that as a trait during the game, obviously, with it being the last year of his...
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
His career. It could have picked it up as the game's gone on by being mentored by... someone with a bad attitude or whatever.
He was just after one last paycheck. Wasn't interested in doing any work.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And finally, we've got Cheech FM.
Cheechy
the man,
baby.
The myth, the Cheech. Pretty much any player who complains about not getting game time, then you play him and he gives you a 6.3. I mean, we can all relate to that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. That happens all the time.
The guys that, especially now with the training schedule thing, the training ratings you get now in the new one, where they're training and they come up and they're saying, this guy has done bad in training, criticise him. So you criticise him and basically he goes... Yeah. I know where you're coming from. I'll definitely pick my game up. And then he's there next week as well and the week after. Yeah. And it's just like, you're not really getting this, are you? Like, I'm criticising you.
I don't think
you're
understanding the concept of training.
This is
well, not
you improving.
And the
other ones are the ones, you know, the older guys, where you go, you criticise their training, you go, well, actually, considering my age, I don't think I'm doing that bad. I'm like... I pay you to play football. I don't care how old you are. If you're not good enough to be in this team, then do one. Don't use your age as an example.
I think they give the answer as well as, oh, I think my training's all right, to be honest. You look at the training rate, it's like 5.5.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sure about this?
And then you're like, are you saying my coaches are rubbish? And then you just all of a sudden start questioning your whole setup and you have to go through all your coaches and try and see if they're the ones that are screwing you over. And actually, your player's doing really well in training.
Yeah,
that's not never happened to anyone, by the way. You're clearly
definitely
to your
not.
Coaches.
Nope.
No idea what you're talking about.
No, huh? What were we talking about? No, never.
So, okay, that is all the people that have tweeted in this week. So, Parkera, yours, you must have a...
I actually don't have one that sticks out. Because when I saw the question, I was like, I must have one. But no one that really sticks out in all my years as an FM who's been a right prat that's, you know, gone into real life or vice versa.
What about the other way around? You've steered clear of an FM because of...
allegiances to teams.
Oh, I think that... Nah, not really. Generally, if you've played for City or Liverpool, I won't touch you, you know? Yeah, and it's hard. Yeah, I've never really had one that sticks out to me in all the years. I guess I just don't take it seriously.
You are very
enough.
Laid back, though. Yeah, you are very laid back.
I'm pretty chill, you know.
That's well established.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'll just, yeah.
You're the glue that keeps us all sane. Okay, what about you, Super Swan?
I got a few. The one that I would say that's affected my relationship playing FM in real life is when I was playing FM 09 and John Fleck was a big player in that game where he had like a massive potential. And it just got to a point where, like, in the Premier League, every time I played against him, he'd score a goal every time without fail. And it got to a point where I'd look at the team sheet and he'd jump around a few clubs and I'd be like, oh my God, John Fleck's playing. And without fail, John Fleck would score a goal past me. And it wouldn't matter how defensive I played, wouldn't matter if I marked him tightly or went hard on him. Oh, nah, that didn't matter. He'd still find a way of sneaking a goal. And it's always like the winning goal or like the goal that gets the other team the draw. So it's like an important goal as well.
Almost like that goal where, you know, where when someone scores past you in Football Manager, it's always their first goal of the season.
Yeah. And it's
you've never scored all season, but it's the final day of the season and the centre-back who's never scored a goal scores past you.
You see like a 90th minute highlight, you know, thinking, oh my God, here we go, here we go. And then they score. So like, even like, I think in real life, he didn't amount to how successful he was in Football Manager.
Yeah.
But I see his name pop up now and again, and I always think back to how he was at FM09. I'm thinking, oh, do you know what? I just don't like you, mate. I just don't
fill
like
you with dread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you're such a good player at FM09, but you never would sign for me either. Because I remember one time, I think I tried to sign him, and he was just flat out like, nah, don't want to join you. It's almost like he knew that he wanted to score goals against me. Yeah. So like I say,
there's no point in playing for the team that you've scored the most goals against.
I know, right? I think if there was any sort of like record of which managers he scored the most goals against, I'm pretty sure I would have been top of that list. Because I remember towards like the end of his career, he'd only play a few games, he'd only score a couple of goals in the season, and one of them would be guaranteed against me if he comes off the bench and scores. And I was just like, oh, so I think he's the first one, I would say. And then the other side of it is, because I think I've touched upon this story before on the podcast about when I met Leon Britton and Lee Trundle in
hoping there would be a Leon Britton story.
Well, Leon Britton's kind of part of the story, but I'll use Lee Trundle as the example, because this was like FM 18 when I sort of came back into Football Manager, and I wanted to sign him as a coach for my team, and he absolutely flat out refused to sign for me as a coach. And then I seen him in the Swansea City shop, and I went up to him. I said, oh, Truns, how's it going? He's like, ah, you're not too bad. He's quite a sociable guy. And I said to him, oh, mate, what's going on? Like, you wouldn't sign for me as a coach. I just burst out laughing and goes, oh, did I ask for too much money? I was like, yeah, you did ask for too much money. And he just started laughing at me about it. So I guess that kind of the other side of the coin, really, but he found it quite funny. But my Leon Britton story, which I've told before, I told him he was a very good under-18s assistant manager. And he kind of looked at me as if I had like three heads and didn't quite sort of grasp the concept of what I was saying. So I was like, look, I'm a football manager, right? You're a really good under-18 assistant manager. And he just looked at me and went, oh, okay then. So
the cool thing there is that when I put this question out, I'm talking it over a general scale. So most people who hate these players don't get the chance to tell these players to their face. And you've got two guys that you just walked up to and gone, you know, you've been able to actually have it out with them. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I mean, you have said that story. But it's still pretty cool that you've actually been able to release that anger. And did that make you feel better?
Not really, no. Because I did because they both found it quite funny. And I chatted them for a bit about it. But I think Lee Trundle found it funny. Leo Britton kind of, I think, was confused by the whole thing. But he's still a legend of a player anyway. So I'll let him... let him slide on that one, because I think they were doing.
That hasn't affected your relationship with them in real life, then, because you've obviously forgiven them because you've been able to tell them.
Yeah, not at all. So maybe if I hadn't have met them, I would have held on to that sort of
exactly, and that's
stigma.
That's where I am. That's where I am.
See, if you met Michael Owen, you might feel a lot better about him.
Do you know what? I don't think I would with Michael Owen. I actually imagine, right, and Michael Owen is kind of the one that everyone knows. I'm not going to go into it because I've already gone into it on this show, but I feel like if I met him, his attitude would make it worse. Like, I don't feel like he'd be like, oh yeah. I don't feel like he'd be like Lee Trundle. I feel like he would just tell me to grow up or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, he would make it worse somehow. I feel like that's the attitude he's got. And I think that's because of his lack of loyalty and all that. But I just feel like he's all for himself, which makes him selfish and not care what other people think of him and stuff like that. And that makes me feel like he probably just would just, you know, not make me feel better and laugh about it. He would literally sort of push and reinforce my reasoning for hating him. Like, that's why, I mean, if I ever met him, hopefully he would have a laugh and tell me, and it would be like that. But in my head, that's not what it'd be, because I've obviously, as a footballer, you're in the limelight and it's a one way thing. I can see what he's doing, but he has no idea who I am or what I'm going through. So he doesn't know that I'm going through all this on Football Manager, and he doesn't understand that. He probably does understand that a lot of people hate him because he just jumps clubs that he's supposed to, you know, be loyal to and that. But it's not even just my club either. It's, you know, he's done it at Liverpool and stuff like that, and that reinforces how I see him. And because of that, I feel like that's how he is. And he might not be. You might be 100% right. But I quietly hate him. And I mean, I'm not, it's not
quietly,
so quietly.
You quietly hate him.
It's not so quietly, is it? But yeah, I feel like if I met him, he would just reinforce my anger towards him. And I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong. But I can't see it. And
it's a good answer to the question because, like you say, right, your real life hatred of Michael Owen, as you said last week, has made you want to sell him on your 06-07 database save. Just because, not because he has 20 finishing and could potentially be the best striker in the league.
Oh, he could possibly
because his name is Michael
he could
Owen.
Possibly take me up another level on Football Manager because he's a 20 finishing striker. I could be finishing in the Champions League places instead of the Europa League places. Do you know what I mean? Like, he definitely could do that. And his natural fitness is good as well, which means he's probably not injury prone like he is in real life. So he could potentially take me up that level. It's just, I feel like if I play him and I let him, then it might swing my feelings for him. And I don't want that.
He doesn't want his opinion changed.
No, like, no.
It's
yeah.
the ultimate for you, isn't it?
Yeah. So
you're scared to go to the dark side if you do.
Yeah. So yeah, part of me doesn't want to. I quite like I quite like being in the cool camp. So yeah, he is my first. He wasn't the one that I was going to mention, but as you brought him up.
Well, I was going to say I'm surprised you didn't mention him because I thought he would definitely be your first one.
Well, because I'd mentioned him before, I wanted to mention someone else.
So who is your second pick then? Because if it can't be as bad as Michael Owen,
enough,
surely.
It's another player who's played for both Liverpool and Newcastle.
Let me try and guess who this is. Liverpool and is it Gutierrez? No, not Gutierrez. Didn't play for Liverpool. The left back. Is it the left back? Jose Enrique?
It is. Right. So I'm going to tell you a story. Right. In 2011, Liverpool signed Jose Enrique, and I was ecstatic to see the back of him. Right, at the time, I was living in Liverpool, and I was living with one of my mates. We were both at college. No, was it uni? Sorry, my bad. And basically, he said to me, "Why are you so happy that he signed? Like, he's left you. Like, I don't get why you're not annoyed. He's a left back, which is hard to come by anyway, and he was good. He was fast, and I used to like him when he first signed for Newcastle, but." When my mate asked me, I just said, I'm just not a fan of him. And until this day, I think he just thought I was just bitter about losing him to a bigger club. Right? You know, because he was obviously a Liverpool fan. He's gone to Liverpool. The truth is that I'd held a grudge with him in real life due to an issue I had with him in FM09. Right? So I was playing as my beloved Newcastle when the usual contract ending in 1 year email came through. You know where it says so many players' contracts are ending in 1 year. So along with a couple of other players, Jose Enrique's contract was ending and I tried to give him a new one. Problem is he wanted more than I can afford to give him. Like my wage budget wouldn't cover, you know, what I wanted to give him. I'd already offered other players contracts and things like that. He didn't have too much money. I'd spent me budget basically. And he wanted like £3,000 more than I could afford to give him. £3,000 more than I could afford to give him. And I remember it being that minimal because I was already offering him about £5,000 more than he was on last year, on the year before, sorry. So he was already, I was offering him £5,000 more than his last contract and he wanted £3,000 more than that. And he just wouldn't sign it. And I couldn't pay him the extra £3,000 because it wasn't in the wage budget. I didn't have any transfer funds to transfer over. And he just wouldn't sign it. So I left it for a while, hoping, you know, to raise funds, getting rid of players I don't want. And, you know, making some money up on the wage budget. But as true to FM style, no one wants your players when you need to sell them. So I tried a couple of times throughout the season as his contract was obviously running down. And about a month before it ran down, he completely, he basically just decided to start talking to other clubs. Or should I say one other club. And when I say one other club, I say one club that he shouldn't be talking to ever if you're playing for Newcastle.
I think I know where this is going, yeah.
And that club was Sunderland. Right, so he wouldn't sign a contract for a measly £3,000. Yeah, right? So I offered him... They offered him what he wanted, obviously, and he left and he signed for our bitter rival, Sunderland. Which was a kick in the teeth, enough, right? But it didn't end there. In typical FM fashion, he decided to twist a knife when he played, when we played Sunderland, scoring a very late equaliser from a corner to get a draw against us.
Of course, it had to be him.
Yeah, and it had to be him, yeah, because true FM fashion. And so it was the ultimate betrayal. And just as the wounds were healing, just as I was forgetting about it slightly, he reared his ugly head, and with a handful of salt, he just rubbed it all up in there. And just reminded me that he had done the dirty on us. So that's the one that I've hated in real life due to, obviously.
If you'd have gone to a different club, would you have had that hatred for him?
I think I probably would have still hated him a little bit because obviously the way I see it is it's 3K. You're on like 30 odd K anyway. What difference is 3K you're going to make? It's 3K you haven't already got. I'm offering you 5K more than you're already on. What's the big deal? You know, once I've got more money, I can give you a better contract or whatever. You know, there's ways around it. So I probably would have still maybe not hated him because that's a strong word, but I would have thought fair enough. But to go to Sunderland, of all the clubs that he could have gone to, bearing in mind they were the only ones that came in for him, but that's not the point. Like, knock them back.
How dare the rival team try and steal my player that I can't pay enough for his wages?
Exactly. It's almost How like it was they? Preempted, isn't it? Like, they're looking at him going, you know what? See Kylex, he fucking hates Sunderland. He's a Newcastle and he hates Sunderland. And he can't afford to keep Jose Enrique. We're going to go down there and we're going to give Jose Enrique the extra 3K.
Yeah, we're going to snap him up. Even if we have like 5 left, we're going to sign him anyway.
Yeah. So really, I should hate Sunderland, but I already hate them, so I've got to find some other outlet of hatred. So unfortunately, Jose Enrique was that.
I like Jose Enrique. He was a very good left-back.
He was a very good left-back. Hence the reason I wanted to keep him.
But sadly, you couldn't afford that 3K, and he decided, you know what? 3K is worth me jumping to the rivals.
Yeah.
Yep, looks like it.
And I guess because he's Spanish, he hasn't got that loyalty to Newcastle over Sunderland. So that's, you know, it was a kick in the teeth, and that's where my ones come from.
I still think you should talk it out with Michael Owen. You should do what I do with Lee Condon and Oprah.
You've seen it. You've seen the tweet. I've reached out. He doesn't want to know.
I think you should go find him. Not like stalkerish or anything.
Well,
but
to be
like,
fair, he lives in Cheshire.
I mean,
Cheshire,
it's not like he can go anywhere, so it should be easy to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He lives in Cheshire, doesn't he? Or Chester or somewhere like that?
Well, I can't.
So that's quite close to me, isn't it? So I could probably just knock on his door. You might have heard about me slating you on every opportunity that I've got. I wondered if we could reconcile our things. Slam the door in my face. I'll be back next week with fucking ate that Michael. I mean, he's proper dick. I went round his house during lockdown, knew he'd be in, and he just slammed the door in my face.
Hello, Mr. Owen. Like, just 50 minutes of your time, just so I can tell you how much I don't like you. Can I come in? And then you'll come out and you'll be like, oh, do you know what? I like Michael Owen. He's such a sound guy. I'm glad I got off my chest. I'm going to play him in my series. He's the best striker we've ever had.
He's still there. I can't get rid of him. No one wants him for some random reason. I don't know if it's because he's too expensive, but you wouldn't think it'd be that hard to get rid of a 20 striker with 20 finishing. But anyway, I think that makes it time for the quiz, courtesy of Parkera this week.
It's you two, and it's between you guys. One's trying to extend the lead, and one's trying to catch up. And you both kind of have affinity for this sort of club as your second team sort of thing. I thought we'd go for a Liverpool quiz today.
Ooh.
So you kind of an even
right, league. Can I just say, right?
Oh, here we go. Get the excuses in now.
Can I just say, yeah. Right? You say we've got this affinity for a second Liverpool being our second club, right? My brother would agree with you there. He would say that I like Liverpool because all I do is try and fend off his Man City advances with Liverpool, because Liverpool are the next team to Man City, aren't they, at the minute? And also, I would never say that Liverpool are my second club. Super Swan, Liverpool is first club, and Swansea is second club.
they're both up there. They're both the same.
So, again, I feel like I might have an unfair advantage here. But, yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Oh, see,
well, they're pretty easy. You should get these.
Exactly. You'll be all right, mate. You'll be
all
right.
How is it working? Do we both do we have the fastest finger first or?
Fastest finger first. That way, fastest finger first.
Yeah, okay.
So right, whoever first, we'll just kick off. So mostly you're going to be Premiership, but there'll be a couple of other ones here. We'll start with the first one. So how many goals did Steven Gerrard score between 2010 and when he left?
Right, Alex. Right, I'm just going to guess, but do we get like the nearest?
Yeah, I'll give it wins. I'll give whoever gets the closest.
So we'll between 2010 and when he left.
Yep. So basically the last.
I'll let you go first.
I'm going to say 60.
I think he scored more than that. I'm going to go 100.
Carl gets this. He scored 61.
Oh, wow. So close as well. Oh. Do you know what I was thinking? Should I go half? Should I go 50? And I thought, no, I'll put another 10 on it at the last minute. So screw you, Swan.
I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have that one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Because he was start of the quiz, like, oh, he's not my second team. Gets a bang on by one.
To be fair, I preferred Lampard, to be fair, so.
All right, so when the Premier League started, who was the Liverpool manager?
Swan.
Alex. Oh.
Yep, Swan.
I'm going to go with... Oh, I've forgotten his name. I'm going to pass. Shit, I know his... I've forgotten his name.
I think this might be a little bit after now, I'm thinking. Was it Roy Evans?
No.
No.
Okay. You have another shot?
No, I no idea then.
Okay, yeah, so the answer was Graeme Souness.
Graeme Souness.
Yeah, of course.
I forgot he was even a manager, to be fair, and he managed my club.
I was going to say, you managed Newcastle.
I think most people think he was anger management.
Yeah, pretty much.
So not including Souness.
20 aggression.
Yeah, not including Souness. How many managers have Liverpool had since the EPL started, since the Premier League started? Yep,
I'm going to go with... So it's 92 to... Up until now, yeah.
Yeah, not including Graeme Souness.
Right, okay, so minus one. I'm going to guess... I'm not going to get ahead on, but I'm going to guess... 20.
A bit high.
I've had a few managers, to be fair.
So since 92, not including Souness.
Yep.
9.
Correct. The answer is 7. So I'll give that to Swan.
Get in there. I was going to say, it's not 20. That was way too many.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy.
To be fair, yeah, but no, because if you think about it, 22, the 92 all the way through to 2020, which is like, I can't even count.
A lot of years.
They've not had that many managers that have stayed a long time, have they? But yeah. I'm quite surprised it's that low. I didn't think it was Souness that high, was to be there. Fair.
Souness was there till 94, and then you had Roy Evans.
And then you had Julio at that point, didn't you, as well?
And then you had Julio.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. You did have a few managers.
He was there for about 6 years, till 2004.
Rafa was there a few years, yeah.
Yeah, you probably right. Yeah, actually, Ruffer yeah. there till 2010. Quick Roy Hodgson, and then Dalglish and Rogers, kind of a quick fire three there. With Brendan going for about 3 years. And of
I'm
course,
just
you've
obviously
got,
thinking Newcastle.
I was going to say, you're comparing it to Newcastle.
Getting it mixed up with Newcastle. So that's one apiece. All right. So who scored the first goal of the Klopp era?
Oh, Swan. Was it Adam Lallana?
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna throw a guess in there. Klopp era. Oh, I don't want to say Gerrard, but then I kind of do. I'm gonna go Gerrard.
Now the answer was Emery.
Oh, Emre Can.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so against which team did Mo Salah register his first hat-trick for Liverpool?
No idea.
Swan, I'll guess. Southampton.
Nope.
Okay.
Are you passing, Carl? Or are you going...
I'll have a guess. I'm gonna go. Ah, tough one actually. Crystal Palace.
Answer is Watford.
Watford.
Ooh, well, I think that was a guess one on that one. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so there has been 1 minute. Hang on, let me. Okay, there's been one manager who has managed Liverpool twice. Name the manager.
Kylex.
Yeah.
Dalglish.
Correct.
didn't really get a chance on that one, to be honest with you.
As soon as you said, I was like, yes, I'm getting in the news.
I was like, whoa, what, huh?
Another manager from Man United and Newcastle, okay. Yeah. Liverpool and Newcastle.
Who's Liverpool's leading goal scorer of all time?
Oh, Alex. Swan.
Yep.
John Swan. Aldridge.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Oh, no, I know where I've messed up there. Yeah.
Of all time. Okay. I don't really know many of their older players.
I think I know the answer to this one as well now that I've thought about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get it.
Yeah, I think I know who it is. Which, if Kyle X doesn't get it, I'll say my answer. I won't get a point for it, but I think I know the answer.
I'm going to go... I don't know. Suarez? I don't know.
Right, I know
the answer. Okay, go for it. So I'll just have a guess.
Ian Rush.
Yep,
oh, correct. Fuck's sake, Ian Rush. I completely forgot about him. And he played for Newcastle.
I said John Aldridge because I think he's the appearance record holder. And I got confused. And then I thought about it. I went, oh.
Yeah, so, I just didn't even think of Ian Rush. Couldn't think of any of the old players at Liverpool, to be fair.
Okay, so who scored the most goals in a season by a Liverpool player in the Premier League era?
Alex.
Yep.
Suarez.
Nope.
So I'm going to go... Right, I got time to think about this one.
In a season. This is in a season. Goals in a
season. So a few names that come to mind immediately are going to be Torres, Sturridge.
All right, well, you can't just...
No, I know. I'm going to pick one.
Not multi-choice.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those. I'm going to say Torres.
That would have been my second guess.
Mo Salah. Mo Salah with 44 goals.
Oh, obviously Mo Salah. God.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm surprised Yeah.
It's because when you say goals in a season, you assume it's a player that's been and gone, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he's been pretty prolific since he's, came to Liverpool, hasn't he?
Blow the full-time whistle, ref.
Right, so this will be the last question.
So I can't lose. I can only draw.
Well, you've only got two, right?
Yeah, and he's only got one.
Yeah. So there's two questions left. Oh, there's one. Oh. There's one more question, but I have a
tiebreaker.
I've got a tiebreaker if needed. Right. So the highest transfer fee paid was for this player in 2018.
Kylex.
Yep.
Van Dijk.
Correct.
Yes! Yes!
For a bonus point. How much
is it? Is that the tiebreaker question?
No, I'm just going to ask it. No need for a tiebreaker.
85 million or something?
Yeah, 75.
I knew it had a 5 in it. I just didn't remember.
So, yeah. So, 3-1 to Kyle there.
There we are.
Hey, all that beforehand? God.
I know, right? He was like, oh, no. I don't even like this team.
Gee, bloody Nora.
He was quick to answer some of those questions, though, wasn't he?
He was.
Did you not notice that I was throwing my name in before I even knew the question or before the question was finished? Because I was like, he's going to know these.
I know. By the time the question came out, you know, I was like, whoa, what? Huh?
I was like, I've got to get in early because if I don't get in early, then you're going to know them. That's why I was just trying to get in dead early. Right, okay. So that makes it 7-6-3.
Yeah.
I'm still on the tail of the swan, plucking them feathers as he walks on.
But then you got to do the quiz next week, mate.
Okay, so let's move on to where to find us then, guys. Super Swan, you can go first.
Yeah, so you can find me on the Discord, Super Swan, on YouTube, Super Swan, on Twitter, @SuperSwanYT. Doing some Twitch streaming as well, doing some Final Fantasy 9 over on there. So that's twitch.tv/Super_Swan. I think I said, to be honest with you. So I'm pretty much Super Swan everywhere. If you type that in, I'm sure my face will pop up at some point. So, yeah, that's me.
Parkera?
Yep, I am on Twitter, Parkera Games, and YouTube, same Parkera Games. Got some FM content there, a bit of trucking and a bit of farming.
Okay, and I am Kyle X Plays across the board. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. So go follow me on all them things and keep up to date with what I'm doing. That is all we've got time for today, guys. So if you can, please do drop a rating and a review. 5-star, 10-star, whatever it allows you to give, give it to us because you know we deserve it. Thanks for listening again, guys. Until next week, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from Swan.
Have a good one, guys.
And goodbye from Parkera.
Kia kaha.
Peace out, guys.